Wiley stressed that a student's academic record and standardized test scores are still the first factor the UW-Madison considers when it looks at applications, but his campus also looks at applicants' letters of recommendation, their essays, any extracurricular activities, and their race. Wiley says it's proven statistically that students who attend a diverse campus perform better. He says minorities bring a point of view to college that's different from that of white students.
While race maybe should be irrelevant, the fact of the matter is it's not. Your race does determine, to some extent, your experiences in life. And it's an unfortunate extent, but it's a fact of life.
West Bend Republican Senator and Committee Chair Glenn Grothman pressed Wiley on this point. Grothman says the idea that people's skin color determines their point of view is bizarre, offensive, and outdated.
I'm not sure whether you're talking about a religious point of view or a political type of view or a view on doing drugs or what point of view you're talking about. But apparently, when you see people of different ethnicity, you make the assumption that they carry different points of view with them.
Wiley responded by offering an example, saying most white people don't know what it's like to be watched in a department store as though they're shoplifters. Wiley says most minorities do. Grothman said his panel will meet a few more times before suggesting changes to the state's affirmative action policies. He hinted those might follow the ideology of former President Clinton, that affirmative action should be mended, not ended. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.